Hello, everyone. My name is Taylor.
And I'm Kelly.
And we are the co-hosts of Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. Episodes drop every other Monday, where we discuss the biggest Joshi news, review shows, and preview the hottest upcoming Joshi action.
So whether you're a new fan or an old fan, we've got something here for you at Jumping Bomb Audio.
Check us out on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
It's showtime! Instant Reaction Live, Revolution 2024. I'm Joe, he is Rich.
Yo, yo.
And we may have just witnessed an all-time classic. Well, we have just witnessed an all-time classic moment in pro wrestling history. We may have just witnessed an all-time classic show in pro wrestling history. That was a phenomenal pro wrestling show before the main event. And then the main event was just something special and beautiful and something that reminds you why you love this silly, dopey sport. And just took this show from just a standard issue great wrestling show,
right? Just show the standard of the year contender, the standard issue AEW monthly or quarterly. Well, it's getting monthly. Hey, is this one of the best wrestling shows we've ever seen? You know, we do that a lot with AEW shows, and we did that, and we are going to do that. But I think this one had a little something special, like you're saying. It felt like a little bit above that because of what we saw in that main event.
Yeah. And then once the main event happens, it becomes something so memorable that nobody who watched it will ever forget it. And I don't know what that means in terms of where you would place a show like this. It would have to be right there with any other AEW show of all time, whether it's what was the Danielson debut show with Punk, All Out 2021, or
yep. All Out 2021.
All Out 2021, or yep. Last Year's Revolution, which was the show of the year. Or,
Last Year's Revolution was right up there in terms of matches where you go look at the Voices of Wrestling Match of the Year. At the end of that, I mean, scattered throughout the countdown was matches from that show, and now they come back this year and have arguably a better show in this year's. It's in the pantheon there. You got All Out 2021, you have Revolution from last year. All Out 2023, I know a lot of people put that one pretty damn high, obviously with the Starks Danielson and Orange Cassidy and Moxley, and just a lot of other stuff on that show that really stood out too. Forbidden Door 2022. We're gonna have to get ready to this show's in that realm, if it's not the top of all of them.
It's
really
in the
is
realm for sure. I think the difference would be a lot of those other great shows, like last year's Revolution, there's never been an AEW show with a moment quite like the main event provided tonight. You go to that All Out 2021. Yeah, you had the Danielson debut and CM Punk's first match, which, you know, some AEW fans are going to look back on, and that's kind of ruined in their eyes. I mean, not to me, but I could see where some AEW fans are like, you know, that's all tarnished now with what happened, you know, gesturing around afterwards. So I think that's what sets this show apart. I think, on top of the fact that this was just a great, great pay-per-view and a great, great wrestling show with nearly 17,000 people in Greensboro, which I don't think is being talked up enough as an incredible feather in Sting's cap and AEW's cap to put this together. When you consider that their rank and file shows are barely drawing 3,000 fans and they put 17,000 people into Greensboro for this show, for Sting's retirement. So within that context, especially, you know, it's going to be one of the biggest shows in Greensboro, I think, in over 20 years. You know, they didn't just buy tickets and sit on their hands. They were red hot from the start of the show until the end of the show. And they're probably red hot right now as we're talking, as, you know, Sting's doing whatever he's doing after the pay-per-view broadcast cuts off. But I think the other big theme that we have to talk about right at the top would be that from start to finish, Sting's run in AEW, this is, look, say what you want about Tony Khan. I think he takes too much shit from the standpoint of of his booking. I think that obviously he's, you know, a good booker because, you know, look what he's done with this startup company and how successful they are. You know, so obviously he knows what he's doing to some degree. I don't love everything he does, but one thing you cannot knock is how he has booked and handled Sting's entire run from start to finish with not one slip up anywhere along the way.
Do you like wrestling trivia? Then check out the 5-Star Match Game, the Pro Wrestling Quiz Show. I'm Joe Gagne, and every episode, I grill 3 contestants with 5 rounds of power-packed wrestling trivia. We have over 30 evergreen episodes in the archives covering WWE, AEW, Japan, Mexico, and much, 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 much more. Play along at home and check it out today.